Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host, and I'm so glad you're tuning in today. We have an awesome show lined up for you. We have an amazing guest that I'm just super honored to have on the show. And if you guys have been listening to our show now, year in, year out, you know that we are all about living a maximized lifestyle. Now, what that means is not just your physical health, but also your mental health. And so we wanted to make sure, especially this time of the year, we wanted to bring an expert onto our show to really talk about planning, goal setting, visioneering for not just the past year, what that's looked like, but more so for 2022. And so I'm honored to bring on our guests. I'll do a little intro here so you guys know all about them, and then we'll get right into it. And so I'm so excited to have Chris Ceballero on the show with us today. He's an internationally recognized leadership specialist, multi-number one best-selling author, and motivational speaker. Presently, he is the president and CEO of his own consulting firm specializing in leadership development, organizational process improvement, and individual, group, and executive coaching. He is also the executive producer of KLDR, Online Leadership Development Radio, training the next generation of leaders. You know, we have amazing things to talk about today. And so, Chris, I'm just so glad to have you.
I got to tell you, it is an honor for me to be here. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. So I'm excited to be here and give some wisdom to your listeners.
That's great. This is one of those shows, guys out there, that you're going to want to take notes on. You're going to want to re-listen to this. You're going to want to share this. So whether it's the podcast or the radio show website, you're going to be able to get a link to this, and you'll be able to re-watch this and re-listen to this as you prepare for the next year. So Chris, why don't we get right into it? As we prepare for the next year, 2022, many people will be setting goals to have a better and more successful year, obviously. What are some of the secrets to setting goals that will help transform people's personal and or professional success in life?
Yeah, I got to tell you, man, that's a great question right out of the box. And, you know, many people, you know, we feel adrift in the world. We feel adrift in our life. You know, they work hard, but they don't seem to get anywhere worthwhile. Then setting goals gives a long-term vision and a short-term motivation. One of the things that it does is it focuses our acquisition of knowledge, and it helps us really to organize our time and our resources so that we can make the most out of life. I mean, when we think about it, there are things that we want to be able to achieve, and that's in our career. Where do we see ourselves? Where are we going? Where do we want to get to financially? How much money do you want to make in 2022? How about your education? You know, do you want to go ahead and continue and bring yourself to the next level of your education? Certainly, Nick, you and I both know family is so important. And what are the goals that we have for our family as parents, you know, as spouses? We want to be able to ensure that we're bringing ourselves to the next level. So when we think about the power of goal setting, it really is something that helps us transform that personal and professional success. You know, a lot of times people will say, you know, where did 2021 go? And really, it went in 52 weeks. It went in 12 months and went in 365 days. But because we didn't have goals to achieve in that year, we allowed 2021 to live us, and we didn't really live 2021. And we've got to change that for 2022, Doc.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things. It's just, I think it's about being intentional about what you want. What does that look like? And that really goes into the next question I wanted to ask you is, you know, when people are setting their goals, how important is vision and creating a vision statement in creating and then reaching these goals?
Yeah, when we think about vision, it's one of the most important components to what we do, right? I mean, when we think about it, if I sit here and ask you to think about a car or think about a boat, you don't see the letters B-O-A-T. You actually picture a boat. And in the absence of this vision, we don't know where we're going. We certainly won't know when we get there, but we won't know what this means to us in our everyday lives. And sometimes we forget the question of where are we going, and we go right back to the ho-hum everyday life. And when you develop a vision, it allows you to align your personal and professional journey. And it's hard to know what we want to be professionally. But regardless of where we're going professionally, it all starts with the development of who we are personally. When you think about that dream job, you want to become a manager, you want to become a director, you want to become a vice president, or maybe the CEO of a big company. It's all about the personal self that gets us those professional jobs. And what we have to remember is we have to make sure that we get a vision of who we want to become. We keep the vision in our minds as we march forward, but it's that vision is a blueprint. It's kind of the, you know, we want to be able to build a house. It's what the house is going to look like when we're done with that roadmap. And, you know, there's a great quote that comes from Alice in Wonderland, and Alice finally goes down the rabbit hole and she meets up with the Cheshire Cat. And she asks the Cheshire Cat, which road should I take? And the Cheshire Cat says, well, where are you going? And Alice says, well, I don't know. Well, then it doesn't matter what road you're going to take, because you're not going to know when you get there. And this is really why vision is important. And it keeps us on track to help us avoid the distractions of where we want to eventually be, Doc.
I love that. I mean, the reality is, if you guys are just tuning into the show, this is still a health show. This is the mental health show this week. And, you know, I also talk about creating a vision for your physical health, for your physical life. And so many times people say, well, I just don't want to be sick. That's for my future. I don't want to be in a nursing home. Well, yeah, we know the things we don't want, but what are the things that we actually want for our physical health? So, you know, once again, I mean, Chris, this is hitting home for me, because we have to literally educate people about not just the professional, not what you're doing, their professional life and their personal life, but we're talking about their physical vision going forward. And so, I just love it. I mean, it hits home with me and a lot of the people who are listening to the show right now. Is what do you want your health to look like going forward in 2022? It seems that vision is like a missing component in most goal setting situations. I think, I don't know why, maybe it's an emotional tie to it. Maybe it goes to the next layer, but how does vision assist with fighting the negativity that seems to pop up that sabotages personal and professional success?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is a great question. And when we start to think about this from the standpoint of, you know, even our personal health and what the vision is of what we want to look like health-wise, we are always plagued with that negative self-talk that seems to wander into our head countless times a day, right? And it's that negative self-talk that's based on uncertainty and fear, and it comes from our subconscious mind. It's that negative self-talk that tells us the things that are contrary to our goals. You know, we're never going to quit smoking. We're never going to be successful. We're never going to lose weight. Keeping a positive vision for the future will help us to fight that fear, and, you know, helps fight that uncertainty, and it kills the self-sabotage that always seems to creep into our minds. It also helps us with those negative people that are around us. But I got to tell you, that's a whole other show when we start to think about the negative people that are in our lives.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things too, you know, just whether it's our own mind, our heart, or people around us, or just the culture right now, is there's a lot of unknowns and uncertainty that seem to just force the sabotage and the negative thinking. And one of the things too, I wanted to speak to that, Chris, is when I talk about people with goal setting and visioneering and about their physical health, like it's an unknown space for them. So some people get nervous or uncertain about the unknown, right? It actually can create anxiety and worry because they've never been in a healthy state, or they've never been in a goal setting mindset or a visionary mindset. And so it seems like the subconscious mind is the culprit in sabotaging our success. How does this happen?
Yeah. And I think that that's really a great point when you bring that up. And it certainly is the fact of, you know, people are fearful and people are uncertain. And this really goes into the fact of going back to a vision and going back to setting goals that we're going to talk about here in a minute. But one of the things that happens is the subconscious mind is the culprit in sabotaging our success. I mean, let's be real here for a second. The negative self-talk is cultivated by the subconscious mind. You know, if we think about our conscious mind, it allows us to think. It allows us to reason. It allows us to accept, reject, or disregard any idea. I'm going to tell you that the sky is green. Well, our conscious mind is going to say, you know, there's no way that the sky is green, and it isn't. It just isn't green. But our subconscious mind is our feeling mind. This is our belief system. It runs all the processes in our body. Think about making your heart beat. We don't have to do that because the subconscious mind handles that. It's extremely powerful. But here's the problem. It has no way to accept, reject, or disregard whatever we believe is true. I'm going to be successful. I'm never going to be successful. I'm never going to have money. It imprints that truth on the subconscious mind as truth. So every time that we try to be successful, every time we try to make more money, or we want to hit a goal, or we want to start a business, it's the subconscious mind that's telling us what we've already told it a million times. I'm never going to be successful. You know, this happens a lot when I work with people on quitting smoking, right? They'll pick up a cigarette and they'll say, I thought you were going to quit smoking. Well, I didn't even know I picked it up, because the subconscious mind is trying to make your life as easy as possible. You know, so here's an example. When you were younger, maybe 15 or 16 years old, you got behind the wheel of a car for the first time, and you had a gear shifter, and you had, you know, maybe three pedals and 2 feet. I mean, this is going back in the old days when we were driving manual cars. But I bet when you drove today, you didn't even think about driving, because over the years, you have thousands and thousands of hours of driving lessons that it's become second nature. The more and more that we tell ourselves the thing that we believe is true, I'm never going to be successful. I'm never going to lose weight. I'm never going to quit smoking. You know, to your point, Doc, I'm never going to be healthy. Our bodies will do the things necessary to make sure that those truths are becoming reality. And this is where self-sabotage lives.
Man, and I think that's a crisis right now in our country and in our culture. And I believe it's been getting worse, and hopefully this will wake people up. Now, once we reprogram our subconscious mind and we start to really acknowledge it and be intentional about what we're telling ourselves, what we're thinking, is success guaranteed, would you say?
And that's a great question. I think it's just one component, right? This is a great start. But once we reprogram our subconscious mind, this is where the work starts unimpeded towards success. We need to have a powerful vision. We need to be able to commit to success and tell ourselves that we're not going to be deterred. We need to be able to embrace the power of uncertainty, as you mentioned. And remember, it's not reaching the goal where the growth happens. It really is the journey we take in reaching the goal where that happens. We need to be, you know, we need to stay focused on gratitude of where we are and what we have right now, and continually visualize our success. That's what's going to help us and guarantee us to be successful.
That's awesome. If you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to Dr. Nick Barnes of the Maximizing Radio Show. We have our awesome guest, Chris Ceballero. And in the next segment, Chris is going to outline the power of habit and how it aids in developing successful goal outcomes. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. So glad you're tuning into today's show. We've had an awesome first segment so far, and if you're just tuning in, we have our guest, Chris Ceballero, on the show with us today. We're going over goal setting, mindset, visioneering, habits. And so it's been a great show so far. A good way to get in touch with more of what Chris is talking about and him personally is, if you want to find out more information, you can check his website out at chrisceballero.com. It's Chris, Ceballero.com. You can become a fan of the radio station. You can follow the shows on Facebook at KLDR online. If you miss any of that, feel free to text me and I can send you his direct information. The number to text right now throughout the entire show to get more of his information and more information about our office is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. So, Chris, once again, thanks so much for being on the show. Before we get into habit, let's discuss self-motivation. So most people will say that they're not motivated and often procrastinate. I would say it's the majority of our culture, unfortunately. Is self-motivation or the lack thereof one of the biggest challenges?
I got to tell you, this is a big misconception. And when we think about that we're not self-motivated, this is really a symptom of a bigger problem. You know, when I cough, it's just a symptom of the cold that's making us sick, right? The lack of self-motivation must be treated at the source of the challenge. But this is where habit comes in that we're going to talk about. And it's a very important word. You know, the very important word that goes into this process is desire. And one of the things that we need to be able to think about is when we have challenges with being self-motivated, it really is a symptom that we've got to get to that bigger challenge, but we've got to be able to embrace the word desire.
That's good. That's good. And I think one of those things that we get I'm reminded of in my clinic and with our patients and even with our team is what's the desire to want to be healthy? It's not just feeling better. It's not just being headache free or just being off blood pressure medication. It's not just losing 20 pounds, but why do you desire that? That's the bigger question I have to ask. What is that desire? And so what is the secret to ensuring that we can be self-motivated towards success?
Yeah, I mean, and that's a great question. I love how you bring up the desire of being healthy. I got to tell you, as I get older, parts of me is falling apart, right? And I've got to do a better job of being able to have a vision of what that success looks like. And usually when we're challenged in ensuring that, you know, we're not going to be successful because of lack of self-motivation, it means that our vision isn't strong enough. You talked about vision when it came to your health, right? And we have to be able to be in a position where we want something so badly. Have you ever been in that position where you've just wanted to achieve a goal, something so strong that nothing was going to get in your way? What was the resolve that this was going to be the one thing that you were going to be successful at? Was it a job you wanted? Was it completing your education? Was it getting somewhere that you wanted to be? And no one and nothing was going to derail you. This vision you created also created this hot, burning desire. You know, when I was in the Air Force, I had to learn to make fire. And there are three components to making fire. And we need to be able to have oxygen. We need to be able to have a fuel source. And we need to be able to have a good spark. And in our scenario here, our vision is the fuel. And the goals that we're going to develop is the spark to light the fuel. So, but the vision will not work if we don't have the desire, as that's the oxygen that breathes life into the vision. We have to be able to allow this self-motivation to be, you know, put into play by this desire. And if that's not happening, that means your desire is not strong enough. It doesn't mean your vision is not good. It doesn't mean that your goals aren't on track. It means that you're not believing in the vision strong enough. And you've got to be able to change that now, because without that oxygen to fuel that desire, that's where the lack of self-motivation is going to come from.
Yeah. And that's one of the things I think I want to, you know, talk about with our listeners is many of you have never used that language, desire. You know, I don't know if it's a self-worth thing or maybe it's just not in your dialogue, but we need to start to infuse the word and the feeling of what does it mean to desire something, right? Is it desiring your spouse? Is it desiring a pay increase? Is it desiring being financially free? What does desire look like for you? And I think it's okay to be a little selfish here and say, well, I've never even used the word. What do I really desire, right? Because if you desire just to provide for your family, well, there's going to have to be more than that, right? To be content with your life and to not become complacent. And so, Chris, what would you say, like, what tips do you have for people to increase their level of desire in their life?
I love that question. And, you know, in the book, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, and this is a book that was written in the 30s, right? So this is nothing that's new. And then Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill has a great quote that says, desire is the starting point of all achievement. And first, we've got to be able to believe in the vision. I want to get this position this year. I want to complete my education this year. I want to make this amount of money this year. The next thing that we need to do is we need to develop the goals that are going to help us reach the vision that you want to achieve. And this is where that success is going to start. The next thing that we need to do is we need to combat that negative talk that that subconscious mind gives us, right? I mean, it's not our friend. And if I knew where that person in my subconscious mind lived, I'd do a drive-by and I would go ahead and whack him. So it wouldn't be affecting me later in my life, right? But next, we've got to use these positive affirmations. We've got to stop criticizing ourselves. We've got to be able to be our own best friend. We've got to be able to put ourselves in a position to know that anytime something negative happens, we're going to be positive enough and have that positive attitude to move forward. Now, I said before that I just want to reiterate here that the journey we take in reaching the goal is where the growth happens. When we reach the goal, that's just the extra gravy, right? I mean, we've reached the goal, we're happy. Now we should give ourselves a small reward. But we need to be able to stay as positive because on this journey, there are going to be speed bumps. There are going to be hurdles. There are going to be failures. There are going to be mistakes. There are going to be lessons learned. And this is where we stop when things don't go the way that we expect them to go. So we need to be able to stay positive, have that positive attitude. Just two more points here. Use visualization to keep you on the path. We have that vision of what we want to attain and what we want to look like when we get there. I'm going to talk a little bit about this later because I think it's going to be really important. But then the last component here to ensure that desire is as hot as it can be is you need to stick to your plan regardless of what happens on the journey. That's going to be the secret.
That's so good. I always talk about like loving the process, trusting the process, because so many times we start a process or start transformation in our life to achieve the end result. But I'll be honest with you. I mean, starting a few businesses now, and I'm sure you would attest to this, Chris, once the business is successful, like that's nice, but actually the growth, the character building, and my joy comes from like just starting from something from nothing, right? And going through the hard nights, going through the early mornings, the tough times. I absolutely love that. And that's what, you know, gives me more desire to do it again and again and again and again. It's not necessarily the end result, but the process on which how we got there. And once again, if you're tuning in right now and you're like, I want to learn more about what Chris has to say, I want to learn more about what he's doing. Or if you say, you know, I want a desire to be healthy, and if you just want to get an appointment in our office, just text in right now. We'll get you the information. Both for Chris and my office. The number to text in is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. So Chris, let's switch gears here and chat a little bit about habit. What are the components of habit that maybe people have never even known or even heard about before?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And a behavior that is beneficial to one's physical or mental health, this goes back to what you preach, is often linked to a high level of discipline and self-control. That's the definition of habit. Okay. One of the things that we've got to remember is when you create a habit, it keeps you on the path to making the goal a reality. There are three components to habit that I want to be able to talk about here. The first one is the cue. Okay. This is what triggers something to happen. This can be a time of day. This can be a location. This could be the people you're hanging out with. Whatever makes you realize that something needs to happen is the trigger. I'll give you an example. I go to the gym every morning at 5 a.m. Or rather, I wake up at 5 a.m. every morning to go to the gym. When the alarm goes off, that's my cue to get out of bed, not hit snooze, not reprogram my alarm for a later time, but to turn the alarm off and put my feet on the floor. That's my cue to get into the next element, which is routine. And this is creating the habit which will create the routine, right? So this is the start of the behavior that you want to change. Once I put a new routine in place, there is no place for the old routine. And I'm going to kind of tie this together in a little bit. But going back to my gym scenario, I put my feet on the floor at 5 a.m., then I automatically start my truck. This gives me 15 minutes to get out the door. I head to the restroom, I wash my face, I brush my teeth, and I get out the door all within 15 minutes. I don't want my truck to turn off in that that time frame. Next, it develops the reward. This is where reaping the benefits of the habit is created. We talked about your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind plays a big part in this. Getting up at 5 a.m. in the morning just blows, I got to tell you that. But now my arms are starting to get bigger, and my t-shirt is starting to get tighter, and I'm starting to lose weight. This is what reinforces the behavior that makes you want to stick on the path of getting in shape and staying in shape. You know, there's what's known as the 21-90 rule. And this is basically, we believe that it takes 21 days to create a habit, but it takes 90 days for that habit to become part of your life. After you complete the 90 days, the habit will be much more a part of your lifestyle. And I think that there are 7 ways to create habits. And if I could just have a little bit, I'll give you a few of them here. You know, we need to be able to make the decision that this is what we're going to do and never allow an exception to that. You know, we talked about the vision of what we want to be able to attain. And this is where we're going. This is where we're heading. This is who we want to be when we get there. Make the decision that nothing is going to derail you, that no one is going to derail you. And we are going to keep ourselves on the path of creating that vision. Now that we do that, how do we make that happen? Never allow an exception. Never allow anyone to get in your way. I can't tell you, you know, you talked about, you know, creating businesses, and do we know that they're going to be successful when we start? You know, I just started this radio station, right? Is this going to be a successful endeavor for me? I really don't know, but it's not going to be because of my lack of trying. And the habit is right now, every Saturday and Sunday, I'm investing in ensuring that I'm programming the best music, and I'm ensuring the best leadership content. The next thing you want to do, number 3 in this 7 step, is you want to be able to tell others what your dream is all about and let them help support you in your habit. You know, when I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I got to let people know that I'm out of touch here, you know, until 7 a.m. every morning. You know, this is my time. Right. So we want to be able to tell others. We want to be able to get them involved in this process. And then again, visualization, positive affirmation. And then we want to be able to ensure that we stay on the path, that our resolve is persistent to making sure that that habit becomes a reality for us.
That's so good, man. I mean, we could unpack so many of those things. And I'm excited for us to come back after the break. I know you're going to be giving us more steps and tips on how to ensure our goals are successful. If you're just tuning in, once again, you're listening to Chris Ceballero and myself, Dr. Nick Barnes, just go over mindset and preparing for the future and how to really achieve the next, have next year be the best year ever. And so once again, text in to get my information and Chris's information. The number is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and the owner and founder of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. And in our clinic, we believe in the 5 essentials: mindset, nerve system, nutrition, exercise, and detox. And today we're really honing in on mindset, where we have awesome professional Chris Ceballero on, good friend, patient of mine, who is just doing some incredible things across the world when it comes to leadership and development of individuals, whether it's for personal life or professional life. And he even has his own radio show now, which is awesome. It's all about leadership development. And so he's just been just giving us his wisdom about habits and vision and just creating that next year to be the best year of your life, that goal setting, right? And so if you're wanting more information about Chris's website and Chris's radio station, simply text in right now and I will send you his direct information. The number to text in right now is 314 323-7214. 314-323-7214. So, Chris, before the break, we mentioned that you were going to outline the steps of making our goals successful. And so I know you have six steps that you're going to share with us. So I guess what's step number one? Let's get right into it.
Yeah, and I'm really excited. I do want to just take a quick second to talk about, you know, my experience, you know, being a patient with you. Is I was one of those kind of those skeptics when I first showed up there, but it's given me more of a healthier lifestyle. I find myself walking a little bit taller. I find myself not being ailed by the things that used to bug me before I became a patient, right? I mean, I used to have gallbladder pain. I got to tell you, since I've been visiting with you since February, I don't think my gallbladder has bugged me one time, right? So the people who are thinking that, you know, maybe that's not for you, I'm here to tell you that given an opportunity and give it a success and you know, see Dr. Nick and let him develop a plan for you, which is all custom, and you're going to see those goals kind of work for you. But you know, one of the things that we talk about in step one is we need to be able to develop the blueprint of what we want to be able to achieve, and this has to be definitive. It has to be specific, and or otherwise you can't outline what you want to achieve. I mean, don't say I want to lose weight. Say I want to lose 15 pounds. You know, I have a friend of mine, Nick, that he lost 450 pounds. And I asked him, how did you lose 450 pounds? He goes, well, I didn't. I lost 12 pounds. I lost 20 pounds. I lost 13 pounds. I lost 25 pounds. And then after each win, I had a pizza. I had a couple burgers. I had a half a gallon of ice cream. He was very, very specific about what he wanted to do. And he was very, very specific about what he was going to treat himself with once he lost that little bit of weight. He didn't bite the whole elephant at one time. He went ahead and bit little portions of it off, 12 pounds, 20 pounds, 13 pounds. And then all of a sudden at the end of that, it was like 2 years, he's 450 pounds down and he's in the best shape of his life.
That's awesome. That's incredible. I mean, for people listening out there who are looking at this audacious health goal that they have, and they're like, I'm just not going to do it. Well, instead of just being overwhelmed and not doing it, I think that's huge. You know, like eating an elephant one bite at a time, right? So Chris, once we were definitive, and specific about our goals, what is next in the process?
Yeah, this is a really important step in the six steps. What we need to be able to do now is determine what we're giving up to achieve this goal. You know, there's a great quote that says, to get something we've never gotten, we must do something that we've never done. If you're looking for the next big success in the same everyday habits, we're not going to find it. Because if it was there, you would have already found it. We need to be able to ensure that we're giving something up. You know, I wrote my last book, and people always say, well, where do you find the time to write books as busy as you are? And one of the things that I was doing every night from 6 to 7 p.m. as I was watching Seinfeld, two episodes of Seinfeld, Monday through Friday, right? But now I'm going to go ahead and write this book. I gave up that hour every night from 6 to 7 p.m. to write my book 5 days a week. So to get something you've never gotten, you've got to do something you've never done. So this is one of the challenges now. When you start to develop a habit, where does it go in your everyday? We get up the same time. We take the same route to work. We dry the same body part when we get out of the shower. It's all about habit. So where does this new habit, where does this new goal go into the process of you being successful? To get something you've never gotten, you've got to do something you've never done. Step number two.
I love that. And I just want to step off here and say, how many people have thought to themselves that they want to be healthy, or they want to go to the gym, or they want to save money or pay off debt, or go to that conference that's going to better you as a person, but you just say you don't have the time. And so as you just explained, Chris, that there's a lot of time that we are not using to our advantage. And sometimes it's a shift in time. I use this as an example when I'm talking to patients about changes in life and job changes and having kids and, you know, things like that. And I always say, listen, I don't even know what I did with my time before I had three kids. And it's interesting that if we're intentional with our time, we can achieve amazing things. And so, Chris, how important is it setting a deadline or an end date for reaching goals?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we've got to remember, the old quote is a goal is a dream with a deadline. And this is where this comes into play. And as you mentioned, where does our time go? And we need to be able to set the timeline. And this is where time blocking comes in as well. You know, I was given a lecture in Columbus, Ohio, And, you know, I'm a very, very meticulous person when I prepare for a lecture, and they say you want to prepare 4 hours for every 1 hour of lecture time. And, you know, I really had about 20 hours that I prepared for this lecture. But did I give up 20 hours all at once? No, I knew when the speech was going to be. So I gave myself 2 hours, you know, three times a week for the last 4 weeks to say, I'm going to get my 20 hours in here. So a goal is a dream with a deadline. And this is the deadline that ends, that's the end point. So this is when you need to complete the marathon. This is when your arms are in the air and you're running through the tape, you know, but the deadline is the end of the journey of the growth that you're taking. Now, I got to tell you, sometimes we need to adjust that deadline. You know, this book that I'm talking about, I wanted it to be out last October. Well, it didn't come out till December. Does that mean I failed in reaching that goal? No, I had to polish. I had to adjust my goal to make sure that it came out. But you just got to stay true to the vision. You got to stay true to the goal. If we need to adjust our deadline a little bit, we need to adjust it, but make sure that you have a dream, make sure that you have the deadline, and then work that marathon that you could run through that tape with your arms in the air and be successful at achieving it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That really hits home for me because, you know, I'm training for a lot of half marathons and a lot of physical challenges. And I'll be honest with you, the ups and downs, the character development that happens before the race is always the best part for me. So that hits home for me. So it seems like we're up to step four. So what happens in this step?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I mean, those people who run marathons are just amazing people. I don't even like to drive 26 miles. So these people who are running 26 miles are amazing. But number four, now comes the plan we need to take to reach the goal. Remember, I talked about my friend who lost 450 pounds. The goal isn't I want to lose 15. The goal is I want to lose 15 pounds, or I want to quit smoking, or I finally want to complete that degree. Now you have the deadline of when you want this to happen. But what's the plan to reaching the goal? It's not just the goal that's there. How are you going to reach that goal? So now you got a vision of what you want to attain. Now you've got the goals to reach the vision. You need the plans to reach the goals, and you've got to be specific. I'm going to get up 5 a.m. every morning and go to the gym so I can lose the weight that I need to lose so I can look better in my clothes. This is what's going to be really important. So what is the specific things that you're going to do to reach the goal? This is where the plan comes in. This is often the missing component of goals. We say, I want to lose 15 pounds, and then automatically and you know, through osmosis, we're losing 15 pounds. That's not the way that it works. We got to do something to get something we've never gotten. We've got to do something we've never done. Vision, we know where we're going. Goals, we know how we're going to get there. Plans to reach the goals is step four. Develop the plans you need to develop to get to where you want to be.
That's good. And I know you mentioned earlier, vision had a lot to do with goal setting and reaching them. And since we've not really dove into vision in these steps so far, I'm guessing that's the next one, correct?
Yes, you are very insightful. Vision is it. And I'm going to kind of talk about the next two steps together, because you are correct that vision and visualization is where, you know, the success is going to come from. These next two steps are essential for reprogramming our subconscious mind and ensuring that we're going to be successful. Now, it may sound silly, but I promise you, if you follow all these six steps and the last two, you will be successful. But these last two steps are paramount towards that success. And I'm going to kind of give you five and six together, Nick, if that's okay. But one of the things that we want to be able to do here is develop a brief and written vision statement that's clear, that you're able to see every day. Remember where we talked about vision? You know, there's a good book out there that says, where there is no vision, the people will perish. And we've got to be able to write this vision down so we can visualize the process. Make sure that we're able to see this vision, you know, put it on your mirror, put it in your office. I have mine on my nightstand that I read every night before I go to bed. And this is number six. You want to be able to read this vision statement two or three times a day. Read it out loud. Visualize achieving the goal. Even consider that you reached the goal already, because this is going to be the process of reprogramming your subconscious mind to ensure that your goal is going to be successful.
So good, man. I know you've given us a lot to think about and certainly set up for success. And when we come back, we're going to chat with Chris about his business and how he helps people get to the next level of their success. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host, and we're here with our guest, Chris Ceballero. It's been an incredible show so far. We have people texting in, calling in left and right to get more information about my office, which is called Health From Within, and also Chris's business about leadership, whether it's professionally or personally, and his new radio show that he's kicked off, all about development and leadership. And so if you're just tuning in and you don't know what you've missed, if you want more information about what Chris has to offer on his website and the radio show, and or you want to learn more about what I do in our clinic to get healthy physically, you can call or text the number I'm going to give you right now. The number is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Guys, let's get right into this. I will tell you that in our clinic, we focus on the five essentials of health and healing. So number one is our mindset. Two is spine. Three is nutrition. Four is exercise. And five is detoxing. And this show, we've been really honing in on mindset. And what does that look like? Whether it comes to visioneering, desire, goal setting, what have you been lacking over the last year, 5 years, 10 years, your entire life? And how do we make 2022 the best year of our life? Because for me, I'm committing to that this is going to be the best year of my life. And I think you should also commit to that as well. So Chris, I know you have some really great experience in the leadership development process improvement space. How did you focus on this as a business model starting out?
Yeah, I think that that's really a great question. And I'm with you, man. 2022, we need to be able to ensure that this is going to be the best year that we have. Every year should be the best year that we have. You know, life is a gift. We hear that all the time, right? And we've got to be able to make sure that we get the best out of this experience. So this is the time now, as we think about November, December, that we plan for what 2022 is going to look like. But in my case, I was a paramedic. I grew up as a paramedic. You know, my job was to sit in the right hand, in the right seat of that ambulance and be the best part of somebody's worst day. And as I kind of grew, I wanted to be the best paramedic I can be. And then I started to teach and I started to write as, the best clinician. And then as I started to move up in my career, now I started to become into the leadership of EMS. And then people started to ask me my opinions about leadership. And then I kind of became part of John Maxwell's teaching team. And John Maxwell is, the number one leadership expert in the world. And when you think you know about leadership and you sit in front of John Maxwell, you realize just how much about leadership you don't know. So then as I started to gain my expertise in leadership, people now started to ask me to come and speak at their events, or how can they transform their businesses, or, you know what, I can't get my next job. What do I need to do? And then I kind of set my shingle out of really kind of helping people with leadership development, organizational process improvement, individual and executive coaching. And I got to tell you, it's been a real blessing for me. But what I love most of all is being a motivational speaker. I don't know if you could tell, I'm a little bit passionate about this, but it's something I truly enjoy doing.
That's just awesome, man. And I love it. I love the passion behind it. For those of you that don't know, in the chiropractic profession, the chiropractors that help the most amount of people see the best results in their health and really help masses of people reach their desired level of health, chiropractors are literally plugged in to leadership podcasts. We're plugged into leaders like Chris. We're plugged into goal setting. We're plugged into listening to motivational speakers. Why? Because what we realize that the healing is not from us, but it works through us. And if there's interferences in our mind, in our heart, and there's things that are blocking us, and there's a lack mindset internally, then that is going to directly impact the patient's level of healing. And so, Chris, I just love the passion behind it. Obviously, you can tell I'm into it, but our profession is huge. If you don't know that, we are hugely into this. And the medical system, I would argue, usually isn't, right? They're more mechanistic. We're vitalistic. But to be vitalistic and holistic, we better make sure that there's no interferences in our mind, there's no interferences in our heart, and so that we can deliver the best amount of care, type of care to our patients. And so, Chris, I appreciate what you do. So why do people need coaches for personal and or professional development, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think I love that question. It kind of goes to exactly what you were saying. I mean, you're a doctor of chiropractic medicine, right? You're my coach when it comes to how my, you know, how my, my spine and how I'm carrying myself, really literally how I'm carrying myself. And one of the things that you said to me, you know, earlier in our time was, you know, you look a little bit taller. And I think that's because I was so much out of whack that, you know, really now my spine was kind of in a better place. But it was coming to you, you know, three times a week, and you know your encouragement and your ability to say this is going to work for you, and now you're on a better path. You were not only my doctor here, but you were my coach when it came to me getting healthier. So the reason that people need coaches for their personal and professional development is because we have to reprogram that subconscious mind. And just because we set goals doesn't mean we're going to achieve them. Just because we have a vision doesn't mean we're going to be able to reach it. And when you have somebody who's in your corner, that's an accountability partner, that could be that positive, you know, voice in your ear when the negativity is kicking in, this is where success comes from. And I got to tell you, I mean, I help people personally with the ability for them to go from point A to point B in their life. You know, I help companies professionally build their organizations to go from, you know, where they were, you know, yesterday to where they want to be tomorrow. And when you have a coach, it's somebody who's able to give you the skills that you don't have to be as successful as you want to be. Why do professional athletes have to be the only ones to have coaches? They don't. You can have your own coach as well.
That's good. And if those of you that don't realize this, a lot of professional athletes have a mental coach too. It's not just run faster, throw the ball farther coach. It's actually, they have a mental coach too. And so for people that coaching is new to them and they don't really know what it's like, when you begin working with a client, what does that process look like?
Yeah, the first thing that I want to be able to do is try to build a rapport, right? I mean, I don't come in with a canned solution to say, this is what you're going to do, step one, step two. This, you know, this is really built custom for you. And I want to be able to get to know you. I want to be able to understand where you are today. I want to be able to understand how you got to where you are today. Then I want to talk about your vision for the future. Where do you see yourself? The next thing we'll do is we'll develop that vision statement that I talked about in the last segment that is truly important. And I want to help you, you know, partner with you so you can write that. Then the next thing we do is we're going to set up goals to reach the vision and then plans to reach the goals. Then I'm going to ask you a simple question. How do you want to be held accountable? And then I'm going to be the person to hold you accountable. I've called people at 3 o'clock in the morning who are supposed to get up and go to the gym. I've went ahead and gone with people to the supermarket to help them ensure that they're buying the right foods for their diet. I'm going to be the guy who's going to be there for you that is going to help you achieve what you want to achieve. You know, I wish somebody would help me do this. Well, you know what? This is where coaching comes in, and we're going to develop a custom plan that's going to ensure that you're going to be successful, and it's going to be my honor to be on that journey with you.
That's awesome. And if you guys have more questions about, you know, what Chris does and how to access some of the information he has online and just getting something set up with him, or if you've never been to my office is called Health From Within. I'm going to give you this number. You can text or call this number and we'll get you the information over. The number is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. So I know, Chris, you're also a best-selling leadership development author, which I just think is incredible. Your Ultimate Leadership Development series has been read by thousands of readers. Tell us a bit more about those publications.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I mean, the Ultimate Development Leadership Series is all about you becoming your ultimate success. I mean, my first book was Ultimate Leadership, 10 Rules for Success. These were the rules that I had to develop to be a successful leader. And I got to tell you, I mean, I wanted to be a good leader, but I failed, right? I mean, I didn't have the experience. I had an ego. And I had a lot of failures and mistakes, and I had to develop these 10 rules to be successful. And those rules, I mean, rule number one, never allow your emotions to dictate your actions. How do you think I learned that rule? The second book is Ultimate Success, Strategic Leadership Excellence. These are the skills that you need to have to be successful. And then the third book in the Ultimate Leadership series is Ultimate Coaching. We need to be able to coach people to be successful. That book gives you the skills that you need to be successful.
That's awesome. That's awesome. As we get closer to the end of the show, you know, any closing thoughts you wish to share with everyone that's listening out there that to help them have a successful 2022?
You know, I think really it comes down to mental health, but it comes down to physical health as well. And really, I would kind of kick that question back to you, Nick. What do we need to do for our physical health so we can ensure that we're going to have a successful 22 from that side?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I've recognized is that we can write all our goals out on a whiteboard about achieving financially, relationally, traveling, creating financial freedom, whatever that looks like for you. I think that's awesome. And I think it's an absolute necessity to be doing that for the vision and the desire you have for your life. What I've recognized, Chris, is that if people don't have their physical life in order, it's very hard to achieve those things. Yes, they can do it. I'm sure they can do it. But is it going to be harder? The answer is yes. So if there's something in your body that you're just knowing you've just been dealing with forever, whether it's a headache, blood pressure medication, sleeping issues, acid reflux, weight loss issues, you know, whatever that is, I think I would take a self inventory of where you are physically when it comes to your physical health and take these steps that Chris has shared with us on today's show and say, well, you know, okay, so what does my desire look like for my physical health, right? And so, listen, our office is all about getting you to live your God-given potential without drugs, surgeries, interventions, but to live naturally, you know, to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, disease. And so with what Chris is saying, you can take the exact steps that Chris is saying and coaches on and listen to his radio show and go to his website. You take those exact same steps, but just replace how much money in the bank, how much travel you want, how good of a parent or a spouse or a leader you want to be in the workforce. But what does that look like physically for you? Like, what do you want your health to look like at the end of 2022, right? That's what I want you to start to ask yourself. And so, you know, our office is here for you. You know, we're located in Rock Hill. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And I offer this up to everybody is that if you want to get a phone consult with me, a free 15-minute phone consult with me, before you call in to get a new patient appointment, we're offering these now. And so all I need from you is to simply text in your name and your email address to this number I'm going to give you, and we can set up a 15-minute phone consult. So the number to text in right now is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. Chris, I appreciate you so much, man. How can people get in touch with you and with what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, you can check out my website, www.chrissaballero.com. You can email me at chris@chrissaballero.com. I'll give you my cell phone number, 314-297-6850.
It's awesome. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. You guys, I hope you have a blessed week and tune in next time. Thanks so much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex lotion tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex lotion tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.